Local with Monica Jay on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
And we thank them so much for that. It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Indeed, it's live and local talk for all of Northern Nevada right here on your FM dial. Let's get to the poll question today, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting law that, of course, our good old Governor Governor Sisolak, has signed into law? Yesterday's poll question: should local representatives be held liable for allowing protesters to damage property? 99% of those participating in the poll said yes, absolutely, which is something we might see a great deal of as BLM and Antifa come together in Douglas County. I received a text not too long ago that said one of the ultimate goals is to torch the courthouse. So as I was giving you some ideas earlier in the show that, you know, hey, wear comfortable shoes for the counter protest, make sure you have earplugs because they're going to do a lot of screaming because that's all they can do. Maybe a few people should just bring some of those home fire extinguishers, you know, and if you see somebody starting to light something, just give a little psh, psh, just knock it out before it goes. All right. We have to make sense of what is going on around us. We can't just look in our backyards as to what is happening and why all this is happening with the BLM, with Antifa, with people in our government trying to separate us. The division is so strong right now, it's incredible. But it's a distraction. It's a diversion. It's a diversion to demonic pedophiles. I mean, people make fun of the Church of Satan. You know, guess what? There is a Church of Satan. There are people who worship the dark sides. But it's not just that. When we say literally, if you're following Q or anybody else, it's going to be biblical, you have to ask yourself, what else is going on in the world that kind of says that? The famine that is going to be coming to the United States, something we have never experienced here, but other countries have. Locusts are destroying the crops in India. Serious questions about reservoirs in China could be cutting out a third of the world's eggs and chicken. We'll talk about that in another show. Right now, I want to get to these two gentlemen, Wes and Justin Fall, who I wish I had found so many years ago rather than just at the beginning of this year. I've already watched all of their movies. I've already watched all of their YouTube videos. And I urge every Christian out there, anyone who believes in God or is even sitting on the fence, to stop watching the blockbusters from Hollywood and people like Mel Gibson in The Passion of the Christ that looks at the past and look at the films where people are trying to show you what's happening now, what is being set and what has been set in the design of this country for the future. So joining us right now is Wes and Justin Fall, Fall Brother Productions, and also Fourth Watch Films. We're going to talk about Belly of the Beast. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me today.
Monica, great to be here. Thank you for having us on.
Okay, so that first voice there was Justin. I recognize the voices. Wes, where are you at?
Can you hear me?
Yes, there's Wes. Justin, where are you at?
Okay. I'm just hiding out over here.
You're hiding out over there. Okay, so the quieter voice is Justin, and Wes is the little bit louder one. So everybody, because I know
that's
you guys are going to talk together. So I want people to know who you are. Let's talk about Belly of the Beast, because I really want to get this out in the public. You not only can get the DVD, but you can watch it online very easily. What puts you on the path to put a movie like this out?
Well, we started research years ago, probably back to 2003, I want to say. And it's just been a long, strange trip since then. The Lord used the events, the current events of those times to kind of wake us up. And we started looking into the history of the country and just recognizing that a lot of the things we were taught in school didn't add up. It was, revisionist, if you would, history. And so we started digging a little deeper and got turned on to some different filmmakers and authors and just dug. And the Lord directed our steps. And so this has been a work in progress for a long time and finally came to fruition. But yeah, like you were saying, it's a pivotal film. It definitely helps explain and give perspective to the things that we're seeing taking place today in our country. I'm thankful that God has given us has blessed us to be able to have this country. But it's devastating, and it hurts so bad to see that it's just being destroyed. And I
want people to understand that this is not, because there are a lot of naysayers out there, and that's what we have to put up with, but this is not a bunch of religious hokum or, you know, what people did at 2012, you know, when the world was supposed to end there. You are talking with people in the military, people who are experienced religious leaders. These people are scientists. They are professionals in every sense of the word. You're not just talking to people on the side of the road with ringing the bell saying the end is near, the end is near.
Right. The idea, and let me say this real quick, Belly of the Beast director's cut. That's what you want to, that's the film you want to watch. The original, we were rushed to get it released. The director's cut is available at fourthwatchfilms.com. We cannot even explain some of the content in the film on the radio for the sake of agreements and FCC. I'm sure there's things in that film that are too graphic for radio.
Right.
But I want to say that when you start to learn that the things that are taking place right now are all by design, and they're fulfilling an ancient esoteric prophecy. See, we have to get to the point where we realize that we've been deceived in America into believing that this is a Christian nation. Now, we have become, we've had moments of Christian revival in America, but the foundation of this nation as a constitutional nation literally was fueled by the occult, that we're operating on ancient prophecies. This goes back to Plato. I mean, you can even look into the writings of Plutarch. I mean, we're going back before the Native Americans even got here. We have an ancient form of Freemasonry that was taking place on this continent. I mean, the name America itself, America is based off of the name Amaru, Amaruka. It has nothing to do with Amerigo Vespucci. We're dealing with the god, the plumed serpent god of Peru. In Mexico, he was called Quetzalcoatl. Many people are familiar with that name. In Quiché, he was called Gucamatz. The same ancient entity that always is affiliated with a serpent. That's the principality of America. And we show this clearly in the film. Historically, this is all about an ancient prophecy, setting things up for the arrival of a world leader. And the other thing I want to make a quick point on, and I know we don't have a whole lot of time today to talk, but the idea of democracy, we get really excited about democracy here. Oh, yeah, we're going to spread democracy around the world. Most people have no idea that democracy was actually an occult belief system. It was an occult system that goes all the way back to the ancient pagans. And so that was part of the prophecy, is that this Western Hemisphere nation was going to rise up as a beacon of occult light, and that we were literally going to be spreading democracy, which is an occult idea, all around the world to set up this beast system. Now, they don't call it a beast system. They believe it's going to be this end times revival of everything esoteric and basically peace on earth. Now, what's fascinating is that that lines right up with scripture about how the opening of the tribulation is going to be this peace, this false peace coming into play before the Antichrist actually takes his reins.
So let's go back into the history of America and explain how the governor of New York, DeWitt Clinton, well, there's a name we're familiar with, Clinton, how he plays a part in all of this.
Well, I do want to say this. He was not just the governor. This is fascinating. He was kind of a big-time politician, if you do your studies on this. I mean, he was New York State Senator. He was a senator of New York, New York City. He was mayor and governor. I mean, this guy really had a lot of history there. But he gave these releases where he spoke to the New York Historical Society about the ancient fortifications that they've located. Government people, these were high-up government officials back in the 1800s, they found evidence of ancient advanced civilizations on this continent. And he also went on to talk about how they found relics from what we would call Native American Indians, relics to show that they had their own forms of Freemasonry that were handed to them from someone that was here before.
It's interesting, as we see so much of our history being rewritten. Is that because this is what they don't want people to understand that was going on way back when?
Wes,
you going to do that one?
No, I'm just going to kind of switch back and forth a little bit, just so I don't want to hog the mic.
Yeah, I think that they have to. It has to be very. It is very carefully crafted so that people will be able to accept it. And ultimately, it is fulfilling what started off in Babel to be a one-world system, one-world ruler, one-world religion. Obviously, back then it wasn't time, and we see that that didn't work out. But these people are hell-bent on seeing that through, and so we see that the globalization idea, it has to be carefully crafted, and even using the Hegelian dialect of problem, reaction, solution, there's an end result that they want to get to. And so we're seeing these different problems pop up all over the place to be able to get people to say, react, hey, you need to do something about this so we can get solution to this and resolution. And so we're seeing that with the deep state, and sorry, this is a little side note, but the deep state that when we break that down, you see that there's multiple levels in it. And the first level is the legislation, being able to get that past the bureaucracy and spread it on the world stage, but it's being influenced by a second level, which are your think tanks and which are your secret societies. We look into Bohemian Grove for that aspect of things. They're influencing the first level, as are the deep-pocketed elitists that want to see this spread out. But underneath that, you have the dark side, the rituals that they get into, the spirit realm. Also, while we go back into to break down Bohemian Grove, and this bypasses the left-right paradigm, that you're going to find people on both sides of the coin that are wanting the same idea. And the end result is just that. They're trying to take what was taking place in Babel, and they're bringing that to full fruition, and they're hell-bent on it. So they have to carefully craft it in order to get society to accept it.
Because these families have been in it literally for the long run, generations upon generations, not just somebody getting into office now trying to make change of something. Wes, Justin, hang on the line. As I mentioned, I've got to take a quick break here. If you want to, while we're on a break, check out the Fall Brothers. That's F-A-U-L-L. Fall Brothers Production and Fourth Watch Films. We'll be right after this to talk more about Belly of the Beast on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Ninety-nine point one. 92.3 is FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local talk, FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. And we're shining the light on the government here with a movie that I discovered, courtesy of the Fall Brothers. It's called The Belly of the Beast, Director's Cut. And I watched this again last night with my husband, just in awe with the discovery, even though I've known so much from my own travels, the things that were brought to life in this film. Now, being a daughter of the Masonic family, you know, most people know that I was a rainbow girl and I was raised in that environment. But to look back and see the symbolism within Washington, D.C., I have to ask you guys, Wes and Justin, my guests right now, I have to ask you about the symbolism, because we were founded under God as a Christian nation, yet the setup of Washington, D.C., our seat of the government, is filled with pagan symbolism, including, you know, look at the Capitol itself, the goddess on top of the Capitol, Washington being displayed as a god inside the Great Dome. How does that fit into what we're going through right now?
Of America, we find out that the deep state is basically, it's just a shadow government. We've called it the shadow government for many years, and it's basically an oligarchy. And we interviewed Robert McGinnis, who works inside the Pentagon. He talked about the oligarchy, even in the foundation of this nation. But I want to just kind of highlight real quick. This is going to blow some minds. Don't take my word for it. Go look this up. You can study this at the Library of Congress. They have all the documents. Thomas Jefferson, he set up this thing called the Most Approved Plan. And it was basically this idea of trying to set up the capital city of this nation to pay homage and honor to all the old pagan gods of the pantheon. And this is all on record at the Library of Congress. He wanted to literally set up D.C. as an occult hotspot. He wanted the buildings to be resurrected pagan temples of the old gods and goddesses of the old world. And you would say, well, why in the world, you know, why would Thomas Jefferson want to do that? Well, he was an occultist. The Bible, the Thomas Jefferson Bible, it's actually a mockery if you study this. He basically ripped out pages of the Bible that he thought were okay. He compiled his own Bible, removing, you know, major parts of scripture. And they sell the Thomas Jefferson Bible in the gift shop at the National Archives store. It's actually blasphemy. But the point is, he wanted this nation set up specifically so that they could do their occult rituals in freedom. This is what the deep state has always been about. The shadow government has always been about putting on a facade in the front and then basically operating their maniacal rituals and their plans and ploys behind the scenes. So they needed a city where they could congregate. And by the way, D.C. is underneath the dog star Sirius. This star has ties to ancient mythology with Osiris and Isis in Egyptian magic. And you can see Sirius in D.C. almost like a little miniature second moon if you're there at the right time of year. And they set all this stuff up so they could do rituals. You've got the Washington Monument, which is 555 mm-hmm. feet above ground, 111 feet below ground. That's 666. You've got the Dome of Isis, which is the Capitol building. You know, and by the way, if you study the Dome of Isis, if you study the Capitol building, if you look this up on Library of Congress, it literally is a pagan temple. It's called the Temple of the Goddess Liberty.
Okay, I Justin, mean, you're giving away the movie. I want people to go see, whether it be online or get the DVD of the Belly of the Beast director's cut. This is imperative that you watch this now. And we've only got a few more minutes, but Wes, I'm gonna throw it back to you. Why is it so hard and for today's society? Because you have to have those people in the spotlight for people to look up to. You know, we used to look up to firemen and policemen. Now we look up to singers and sports figures. Why can't people believe that politicians, celebrities, world leaders can be occultists, pedophiles, perform human sacrifice? Why is that so unbelievable for them?
Well, in America and even the world, let's say, there's something called the cult of celebrity worship, and it's been set up by design. Hollywood, the politicians, we look up to these people, and just as in general, I mean, once you realize what they're all about, that would probably change your mind to look up to them. But people look up to them, they idolize them, and that's where, I mean, you look at them and, hey, well, that's the cool thing for me to wear. This is the cool mindset for me to have, and you want to follow that.
So there's
exactly, yeah, and they're set up for that, and there's cognitive dissonance. I mean, people don't want to, it makes them really uncomfortable to hear, you know, to have their paradigm shifted. It hurts. And so when we look at the society and the way that it is today, that's exactly what we're seeing. It's been set up by design to be able to lull the masses, to keep them sedated and keep them focused on, you know, who's cool and who's hip.
Hey, we were made to follow. I mean, God created us to follow him, to worship him. And so we all have this desire to follow a leader. That's natural. But we have to realize that the leaders are all setting up to, I mean, not all of them, but a lot of the leaders in America are continuing this ancient prophecy to be fulfilled. And they are literally trying to set up the seat for the Antichrist. Now, they don't call him the Antichrist. Well, they believe he's going to be a supernatural king ruler. We break this all down in the film. And a lot of this is Masonic ritual based.
Go
just
ahead.
Just as we were trying to get in there, just as we were raised to believe, you know, to have a biblical worldview, and we're solid in that. That's our foundation. That's our hope, our strength. Everything comes to that, and we're dedicated to that. We're fully persuaded that that's the truth. The other side is just as hell bent on deceiving and on bringing in this garbage, this final world kingdom. And by doing that, you have to take all the elements of the world and put them all down onto. I mean, it's basically like we're seeing America almost in the avenue of being turned into a third world country. And once they get that, once they're successful in that avenue, then they'll be able to bring in this new system. And so that's something to be watching out for.
Yeah. You know, there's so many things that I want to ask you about how the church has been corrupted by politics. And, you know, the big question, are we the seventh kingdom? But we'll have to hold that off for another time. I urge you, go online, fourthwatchfilms.com, the Fall Brothers Productions. That's F-A-U-L-L. You can find them on YouTube as well. You can find them on Facebook. But Belly of the Beast Director's Cut. I'm even going to have a viewing party here at my house on Friday night. We're going to do Bible study, and that's the first part of our Bible study is we're going to actually watch the movie. So I have to thank you for all that you do. But in 30 seconds, as we wrap this up, Justin, in Yahweh's name, can you say a prayer for us?
I'd love to. Praise God. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunities that you're giving us, Lord. We thank you that you are opening up the eyes of the blind. We thank you, Father, that you are waking up your church, Father. You have always had a remnant in the land. Father, I pray that you give us eyes to see and ears to hear, Father, that you would shake off the deceptions in Jesus' name, Father. We thank you for all that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Please bless everyone that hears this, Father. Give us discernment, Lord, as we go forward. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Justin, amen. Wes, Fall, thank you so much for joining us, and we will definitely have you back on the show in the next few weeks so we can talk about Higher Entities, another film that you did, and just as fantastic as Belly of the Beast. So, gentlemen, thank you so much for joining me, and keep in touch.
Thank you, Monica.
Much.
God bless you.
God bless. It's the Monica Jay Show. We will be back right after this Fox News update on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
On an iPhone? Get our app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. Thanks for being here. Talk and text 884-9910. Hang on, Frederick. I'll get to you in just a second. Do want to let you know that you can log on to 991fmtalk.com and answer today's poll question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Lot being said about mail-in voting. Do you agree with the Trump administration, the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting law? Remember, there's a difference between an all-mail-in ballot being sent out than absentee balloting. And I can't believe, as I was watching Fox last night, that Juan Williams is just a tool for the liberal left, saying that there is no difference. Yes, there is. Me, as a registered, concerned voter, take the time to either vote in person or vote by mail. If I request an absentee ballot, I request it. That means I've checked my information, everything's up to date. You specifically send it to me. A mail-in ballot is just willy-nilly and takes a lot of work. You just go through the voter rolls and you send everybody a ballot. You know how many people I had contact me after the primary that didn't even get a ballot? didn't know that they were voting by mail, that they were even supposed to? Because of the fault of the media, people not paying attention, and our government not getting the word out, it disenfranchised a lot of people. A lot of people's vote didn't get counted because of that. We cannot let that happen in a presidential election year. But that's exactly why they're doing it. Exactly why. Because they want there to be a question. They want them to have uncounted ballots so they can count the ones they need. Because if it's a question, you probably saw this yesterday on the news. Who becomes president? Or who becomes acting president? Nancy Pelosi. Yeah. Yesterday's poll question, should local representatives be held liable for allowing protesters to damage property? 99% of you said yes, participating in the polls. Frederick's on the line at 884-9910. Frederick, you want to talk about a flag rally on Saturday?
Hi, Monica. Yes, thanks for having me. Saturday at 4:30 p.m., we'll be meeting at 1155 West 4th Street. That's on the corner of 4th and Keystone, right by the Pizza Baron, if anybody knows where the Pizza Baron is. And we'll meet there at 4:30, tailgate till 5:30. And this is will be a hot night in August flag parade. And so especially if people have classic rides, bring them out. It'd be great to have some classic rides in our parade. And then the parade will commence at 5:30 and probably last about an hour to an hour and a half. And we'll return to our starting point where we'll have a post-parade little celebration. Normally we'll have probably some hot dogs and refreshments. So
Just a lot of fun camaraderie of getting people together and talking to one another.
And I was there the other night, what was it, Tuesday night in downtown Reno when we protested against the AB4. It was mm-hmm. great to see a good turnout. It'd be great to see if we could even do better than that in future protests of those type. And, you know, I've looked at that bill. It's amazing how in 3 days the bill was introduced on the 31st and signed by the governor on the 3rd. 3 days for that bill to go through. That's just amazing that they ramrodded it through that fast. And
it just shows that when they want something, they really can get it done.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we're going to turn that around this next election and get some like-minded folks on that state Senate and assembly.
All right, so flag
Thank you,
rally.
Monica, for having me.
Hey, repeat that one more time quickly. Flag rally, sure. Saturday night.
4:30 p.m. We'll meet there at 1155 West 4th Street. It's near the corner of Keystone and 4th, right by the Pizza Baron, if anybody knows where that is. And the parade will tailgate from 4:30 to 5:30. Parade commences at 5:30. Parade around Reno downtown area for about an hour to an hour and a half, return to that location, and then have a post-parade little libations, so refreshments and hot dogs and that type of thing. So please join us. This will be the fifth one that I've led, and they've been great fun. Family, everybody can come out. If you're worried about self-quarantining, stay in your car. You don't even have to roll your windows down. You can participate and still maintain COVID quarantine if that's what you're trying to do. So,
and there's nothing more beautiful than
your patriotism.
Yeah, there's nothing more beautiful than watching all those American flags just wave in the breeze. So Frederick, thank you for putting this together, and I know it'll be another great success. Let's go back to the phone lines, talk and text at 884-9910. Check in with Ryan this morning. You want to talk about the Republicans in the election?
Well, I'm not surprised that the Republicans for Trump sued a day after this vote by mail shenanigans got in play. Because I'm kind of glad that they did. They're at least standing up to the fact that the Democrats, yes, the Democrats, they got this in through a legal backdoor, but it's dirty pool. and everyone knows it.
Yeah. Well,
everyone
and that's...
knows that the Democrats are trying to, they're trying to steal the election by, it's like the old days of the best wrestler, Ric Flair. Everyone knew he was a bad guy. Everyone knew what he was trying to do was dirty tricks. The Democrats are letting everyone know, yeah, we're stealing the election, but we're going to do it by every dirty trick in the book that we can, legal or not. We're going to steal this election.
Especially, you know, in the Democrat run, because there's a big difference between Florida, who's done it, who knows how to do it, who has the securities in place, than Nevada with a Democrat governor who we've never done this before on this mass scale. Confusion is to be had. And I thank the Trump administration or the Trump campaign for doing it because they've got the money to do it. You and I as citizens, we've seen we can't take these lawsuits on because we don't have the money. So many lawyers in politics. You wonder why. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Kurt. Wants to talk about the Reno City Council and the Washoe County Commissioners. Kurt, thank you so much for calling the show.
Well, good morning. Hey, I haven't been able to listen to you, you know, frequently, but I wanted to touch on recently, yesterday, our Washoe County Commissioners voting to pay for the settlement. My question is, because I couldn't find it, how are we going to pay for this?
It's coming out of the schools.
A lot of money. Where is it coming from? Where is county commissioners going to pull this money from to
coming
pay
out
for
of
this
the schools?
Yeah,
coming
well,
out of the schools.
That's not acceptable. And then on the same plane, and I do appreciate the business person who elected to sue the city on putting up this temporary facility. Again, where long term in this case is the money going to come from? Once all this government funding stops coming your way, what are you going to do? And oh, by the way, why did you circumvent all the procedures that any other business person has to go through on a project?
Because they can. They're going to try and get away with anything that they can get away with because they know that even if they're not reelected, you know, they still did their part. They did their part to get the ball rolling in things because the taxpayers, remember, Kurt, there's no such thing as government money. The money is always of the people who are working so hard and getting their businesses shut down and losing their livelihoods so we can all be dependent on the government. This is how socialism and Marxism does not work. When you shut down the people who are paying the bills and you destroy everything. Because that money is what keeps us going.
People right now, call your elected representatives, call your county commissioner, call your city council person and start holding their feet to the fire on everything. And if they don't return your calls, send them texts, send them emails, send them snail mail.
Yeah.
Get their attention. If enough people do it,
and Kurt, to go more on your question, too, this is courtesy of, well, I'm not going to say courtesy. I'm just reading it from there. It's not like they sent it to me. News 4, of the $56 million, Washoe County's portion amounts to $23.8 million, and the remaining portion is attributable to the Washoe County School District, the North Lake Tahoe Fire Protection District, Incline Village Improvement District, and the state of Nevada. So, oh, wow, not only the education system's getting hit, but your fire protection as well. Nice. Don't take it out of the arts or anything like that. Let's take it out of education and the things people truly need. Kurt, thank you so much for calling the show and getting us talking about this because, again, you're cut out of the meetings. Oh, yeah, you can watch it on Zoom or YouTube or go to the chat, blah, 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 whatever. It's not going to happen. We need to be in these council chambers. We need to have a voice. Why is it not happening? Because it doesn't work if you're there. Open meeting laws were put in place for a reason. But because the governor has declared a state of emergency because of this farce of COVID-19, well, we just pretty much get all screwed in the end. We'll be back right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
The Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. So, log on to 991fmtalk.com if you've missed any part of the show today. You can check out our podcasts and answer today's poll question while you're there, brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. Do you agree with the Trump campaign filing a federal lawsuit against Nevada's mail-in voting? Yes? No? Yesterday's question, should local representatives be held liable for allowing protesters to damage property? That leads us in to Saturday. What's going to happen in Douglas County? The county is putting out press releases. Areas have been blocked off. There's going to be a counter protest in support of Sheriff Coverley. The media is going to be there. The national media is going to be there. People from all across the country are going to be there. You don't mess with the state of Nevada, and you don't damage our property. A lot of contentious things going on right now, and this is not from me, but it is circulating on social media. To everyone instigating a possible civil war from all sides, let me give you a little bit of advice. Many of us have served and fought in wars. When our time was done, we came back to the USA to start our lives over in peace and live in peace. It wasn't us who kneeled on the neck of a man until he died. It wasn't us who retaliated by kneeling on the neck of a white toddler saying, BLM now, MF. You see, war is hell. Millions of you do not quite grasp this concept. We have been to hell, lived in hell, climbed out of hell, and don't want to go back to hell. If you keep trampling on the peace we fought for, earned, and love, then when the first shot gets fired, you will force us back to hell. And we will show you the brutal realities of hell. Y'all better work this garbage out before we do, because I guarantee you're not ready for this. I pray for peace. I pray for love, and I pray that people find out what is behind all of these great deceptions. We've had some heavy stuff today, so we need a little something fun. How about this?
Calling all cars. Calling all cars. Man trying to enter an office building on 4th and Main with no mask. Repeat, no mask.
I walk into my job late last week when my co-workers all began to freak. They started cursing and began to shout and said quite rudely as the boss threw me out.
You need a mask.
I need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seemed a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
To do a simple task.
Put on a mask.
I need a COVID mask. Made it mandatory almost every place. That we can't be seen unless we hide our face. I can't even leave my humble abode without something covering my mouth and nose.
We need a mask.
We need a COVID mask.
A COVID mask.
It seems a lot to ask.
To wear a mask.
Can't even mow my grass.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. This mask wearing isn't fun. And the snitching has now begun. My neighbor called the hotline, 'cause my dog wasn't wearing one. Walking through the mall, a woman's voice did ring. Seemed she was troubled by just one thing. She pointed to the door, shook her fist, and said,
"What are you trying to do, you jerk? Make everybody sick?"
Forgot his mask.
Forgot my COVID mask.
It's COVID mask.
Nobody gets a pass.
That stupid mask.
Can't even pump my gas.
Without a mask.
Without a COVID mask. Honey, I'm home.
What do you want?
I need to come in and get my mask.
Don't let Daddy in the house, Mommy. He's been wearing his mask.
No mask, no entry. Sorry.
But honey.
You should have taken it with you. You're not getting in this house. I changed the
lock. Oh. Wherever you stand on the issue, that was funny. You can find it on YouTube if you'd like. Monster Mash, COVID Mask. There's so much going on right now. It's hard to even grasp for some people. Know yourself. Know your truth. Be safe in whatever you do. But get out and live your life. Because that's what the left wants to stop. They want a new normal, a new order. And we have to stop it now, or it's just going to keep coming, and none of us are going to have any choice, any freedoms, any liberties. Yahweh loves you. I love you. Jesus died for you. Again, find your truth.